com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. There, I don't think, is going to be a 2024 election. I know that presently Donald Trump is once again beginning to take the momentum in this coming presidential race. Ron DeSantis is... As the weeks go on, more information is being revealed to the Republican voters that DeSantis, as much as they may like him, as much as they believe that he is a outsider, is actually an insider. He's working with the globalists. He is a globalist, and he was able to hide it. But he can't hide it any longer. Mike Pompeo basically has been able to hide the fact that he is a globalist, but he's been caught. He's being found out. DeSantis is losing momentum. He's losing popularity. Speaks a good game. Says the right things. Joins the right causes. But the truth is, he is an insider. He is being controlled by the globalist powers, the globalist, the whole globalist collective of nations, corporations. But Trump, because he's gaining popularity, he's gaining momentum. This is why, once again, we see the increased attack, digging up old corpses, so to speak. The Daniels affair being indicted. I don't think there's going to be a 24 election. And the reason is because I understand the continuity of government. If Donald Trump continues to dodge these bullets, the only thing that's left for the Luciferian Illuminati globalists is to prevent a 2024 presidential election in the United States of America. That's going to be the, that will be the another of the strategies of the agencies in this country to prevent Donald Trump from even getting close to being to the election time, to even having an election. Another thing, too, is because of the catastrophes that are taking place economically in the country, there's going to come a point, I think, where these powers that really are directing everything in this country are going to use the opportunity whether it's the war in Ukraine, matter with Russia getting stronger. The globalists, they know that China and Russia, these two nations, their agreement to withdraw from the petrodollar control system, what that means is they are going to withdraw from the International Monetary Fund. The International Monetary Fund will not have basically any power or authority over the nations that join the coming, the new multipolar world system. Bank of International Settlements, they won't have to go to that bank, to the World Bank. They won't have to go to the Bank of International Settlements. They'll settle their own economic affairs in-house, apart from the BIS, the IMF, World Bank, the Federal Reserves of the Western countries. They don't need to be involved in the control network of empire and the collective West. This is changing things for these Illuminati Luciferians. It's changed everything. The whole world has changed for them. I don't know. They thought that they saw that they could control everything. The trajectory of the economies of the nations, and to a degree they did, but now it's no longer in their control. China and Russia are making international, their global plans for the nations of the world, and the unipolar world is very upset.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Are you tired of not seeing politics fix the biggest problems in our country? Tactical Civics has the full spectrum solution to restore this republic and uphold the founders' design. Are you interested in hearing how easy it is to reinstate the people's power through constitutional law enforcement? Come see us for an introduction to Tactical Civics. We have a seminar on March 11th, noon sharp, at the Carbon Valley Library Meeting Room. It's located at 7 Park Avenue, Firestone, Colorado. Find out more at tacticalcivics.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Yeah.
What China and Russia are doing together jointly is monumental. The 23 countries have joined and have asked to be included in the BRICS trading group. 23 nations, 23 countries, many of the nations within Europe, they want desperately to also ally themselves with China and Russia. The new currency is going to be the yuan. The petrodollar is over. This is why America, they knew this was coming. This is why the United States has pushed for a digital currency. This is, they knew that the petrodollar has run its course. And the only way they can control the economies is through the digital currency. And up until about a year ago, when Russia was forced to move into Ukraine, Vladimir Putin was a part of the World Economic Forum, the NGOs, the nations. Russia was going to be part of, and China, they were wanting China to come into that system too. China was at a distance, kept her distance. But eventually, Klaus Schwab bounced Vladimir Putin and Russia out of the system. This was actually what Putin wanted. This was a strategy. He didn't want to back off. He wanted to be excluded, kicked out, bounced, pushed out, forbidden to be part of that digital system. This is exactly what Russia didn't want. Russia understood that this new digital system would make America even more powerful than she has been through the petrodollar strategy. Russia knew that once the nations tie in to the globalist West digital currency, they would be controlled forever, because it would be America that would control the network, the system. Russia didn't want any part of it. China and all these other nations, they really didn't want a part of it. They're being coerced, forced, blackmailed, arms twisted, threats, but they didn't have an alternative. But that alternative has been in the making for 20 years, and Russia and China finally pulled the trigger. And this is exactly what happened. This agreement with Russia and China, this is more powerful than the arsenals of the United States, the nuclear arsenals of the United States and the nuclear arsenals of Russia. What China and Russia did is much more powerful than the nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons would destroy everything. And this is why they don't pull the trigger on the weapons. Because why do you destroy everything? There's nothing valuable to claim. It's destroyed. But Russia and China declaring that they are going to be the nations that are going to give direction to the internationally to the nations, that is power. That is power like America knew, and they have been doing what is possible to keep China and Russia from agreeing and working together in a multipolar world network of nations. America made the mistake. Barack Obama made the mistake by threatening to bring Ukraine, giving Ukraine the opportunity to come into the NATO. That was a mistake. Russia didn't have a choice. Russia responded, and that response has changed the world. We may not see it now. I see it. I understand it. I see it clearly. It may take a while for others to understand it, to see it clearly the way I do. But I see it through the lens of, I always go back to what I see in the Bible. I see in the Bible there's going to be an Armageddon. I see in the Bible there will be an Antichrist. I see that there will be an Antichrist group of nations that Antichrist rules over. I see that for Antichrist to be as powerful as he's going to be, to have great authority, he won't be able to do it unless he has technology. He can't do what he's going to do with the digital cashless society unless he has technology. And now the technology has been invented. The technology is real. And I see these things through the lens of what I see in the book of Revelation. I see that China is going to be very powerful as a nation in the final decade, especially toward the end of that decade, before Jesus Christ returns, because China has to go to Armageddon. I see that Islam will be powerful throughout the world. It's in Bible prophecy. I see that Antichrist will direct the powers of the West, and those powers will, yes, they'll go to Armageddon. I want to keep wanting to say Vietnam, but I don't mean that. They will go to Armageddon. And I see that Russia will be powerful, but eventually Russia will be punished, judged by God. I also see that the conflict is going to shift from Ukraine, where it is focused, where the focus is presently. Conflict is going to shift to the Middle East. It's going to shift to the Middle East. There was just an attack in the last 48 hours in Syria. American forces there, drones came in, and there were people killed. It was another attack on an American air base. And this is going to continue. It's going to increase. We are watching too many different things. We're trying to see, you know, we're traveling at 1,000 miles an hour at 200 feet above the ground. You can't focus. We're moving too fast. Israel just carried out another airstrike near Damascus. I talked about yesterday an airstrike that took place previously, like four days ago. Well, now there's another airstrike. The conflict in the Middle East is just beginning. Now we have an American base that has just been attacked. Benjamin Netanyahu is not allowing his forces to attack these compounds in Damascus, the Damascus area, just to do it. There's a strategy. They're finding something that needs to be eliminated. That's why these attacks are taking place. America, this attack, the weapons are coming from Iran. The attacks that come in, the attacks on Israel, weapons come from Iran. Iran is a threat to Israel, to America. War is going to escalate in the Middle East. It's just beginning. It's just a matter of months, half a year, I can't tell you the exact day, the time. I don't know. But the big changes that are taking place in this country, this matter of the banks, if I can find it, I'm going to read. I'll begin here. This matter of Nord Stream pipelines being targeted by the United States and Norway, this isn't going to go away. Russia knows how to play the game. Russia asked the UN to investigate the attacks on her pipelines. Went to the United Nations, asked them to investigate the bombings. The United States immediately pressured all of the Western nations to vote against the investigation. And guess what happened? There's not going to be an investigation. Why would there be? Who is it that controls the United Nations? The United States. Who funds it the most heavily? Who gives it almost 60%? I think at least 60% of the funding for the UN comes from the United States. So, but number one, then you have this attack on this U.S. base in Syria. Then after that, you have this general U.S. Army Colonel Douglas MacGregor. He's been in the news quite a bit recently. And he has said that what's happening here, what we see with these attacks by these woke, by these transgenders, here's what he had to say. He says that this is a takeover by atheist Trotskyist loyalists. Leon Trotsky, remember him? And he said that the goal, Trotsky, was to take over the world. His objective was to erase national borders, to create new humanity. He said simply, that is what Trotskyism is. Take over the world, erase the national borders, create a new humanity. And the ideology was so dangerous at that time that it caused, at that time, the Soviet leader, Joseph Stalin. Trotsky left. He disappeared. He knew that he was going to be assassinated. But Stalin sent out his KGB. They scoured the world, and they found Leon Trotsky. And they murdered him. He was hidden in Mexico. Immediately, they executed him. And these individuals, these transgenders, it's Trotskyism. Now, I'm going to tell you something interesting about Trotskyism, socialism, Leninism, Marxism, communism, fascism. These were government programs. These were government psychological programs. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But these were developed psychological weapons. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry. You may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call, 970-515-6882, to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Okay, with the isms, communism, socialism, fascism, Stalin was a product of England through Pilgrim Society. Trotsky may have been one of the few leaders of that time that maybe were not as influenced or not actually controlled by Pilgrim Society, but Stalin was. Stalin was put in place to bring about the insurrection, the revolution, the Bolshevik revolution in Russia. That was an English plan. Now, Trotsky, on the other hand, I don't know how many demons this man had, but quite a few. But he was a mass murderer. And with his ideology, again, you know, to change the world. His plan was to collapse a nation's economy. That was one of the strategies. Then what you do is, once it's collapsed, you incite revolution, socialist revolution, and that what must be done in a nation must be done for the people of the country. And you know, he used the term working class. Well, it wouldn't be for the working class necessarily in this situation that we're in. It would be for those who are transgender, who from the time they were children were abused psychologically, physically, in so many other ways. But this would be the Trotskyites. This would be the people that the government presently, the continuity of government, Don't think that this just happened. Don't think that what is happening that you're seeing take place with LGBT, all of this, don't think this was just, it just developed on its own. It didn't. This is a DARPA, CIA, Department of Defense, continuity of government with all the agencies, strategy because of their hatred toward America, their hatred more specifically toward those who are able to make money and have been directing the political system to some degree, and those who are conservative. And I don't mean just Christian conservatives. I mean people that have a conscience, that do what is right in the world, their micro world, that are fair and abide by the laws. The revolution is against anybody that is going to make America great. Anybody that is going to, that will resist the new world order. Anybody resisting what Joe Biden, the imposter, is doing, is an enemy of not just the state, you might say, of the country, of the government, but against the globalists who are running things. So Biden, the New York Times, here's what they stated yesterday. And that you can go read them. It's actually Monday. Our economy today has been described variously as, here's the way they word it, weird, really weird, very, very weird. And the economy is so weird, the economists, those who study trends and finances, can't figure it out. And then they stated that this is what's happening. Joe Biden is really Leon Trotsky, not in the White House, because he doesn't go to the White House. It's all a blue screen. American Global Financial City Bank, the giant Citibank, here's what they said to its clients. Move your money to relative safe havens. And guess where? China. Move your money to China. Can you believe that? Citibank is advising its clients to move their money to a safe haven, China. In other words, you probably better buy some yuan. And also on Monday, CEO Shane Elliott of the Australia and New Zealand Banking Group, they sent out a warning. And they said, the threats facing some banks in the United States and Europe have the potential to trigger a global financial crisis. True. It's happened. There is a financial crisis. Now, why would Citibank tell its clients to move to China? Because the yuan is going to be the new currency. And there's going to be a separate digital system apart from the Antichrist digital system of the West. There has to be, according to the Bible, there will be digits, zeros and ones. That's the way the world will go. Digits will be used in the economies, in the commerce of the nations. But the Antichrist system in the West wants to rule the whole system internationally. That can't happen. God will only allow Antichrist to use his system in basically the first world countries, if you want to call them first world. Mentally speaking, They're not even third world. Mentally, psychologically, these nations and the people who control and have been ruling these nations, you can't consider them to be what we would understand as sane. We can't even understand them to be as normal, AB normal maybe. But we can't consider them to be logical, rational. They're mad. And this is exactly what the Bible says would happen. At the end of the world, the rulers, the leaders, the men that give, that direct everything, would be mad. They would be like Caesar, the end of, before Rome's collapse. The Caesars were mad. They believed they were God. They believed they could control everything. Well, one thing they didn't control then was the weather, which we do now. They believe they can control the world, they can control the economies, but they're mad. 1360KHNC.com for podcast The Present Truth.
Howdy, this is Pastor Bruce Miller from Foothills Baptist Church. Resurrection Sunday is just around the corner, and we want to invite you to come worship our risen Savior with us Sunday, April 9th at Foothills Baptist Church, 9:30 a.m. We're located at 4000 West 22nd Street, just off Morning Drive on the west side of Loveland. That's 9:30 a.m. Resurrection Sunday at Foothills Baptist Church, 4000 West 22nd Street.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
We hear talk of nations ditching the petrodollar. No, there's not. It's not talk. They have ditched it. It's not going to be will they, should they, could they. No, they have ditched the petrodollar. And they're ditching the IMF. IMF is the system of Antichrist that will control the, I guess you could call it, the first world nations. maybe you could say the first world, plus I don't know if you would consider the European nations any longer first world. They're in such economic hardship. It could be that they're now second world nations. So the Antichrist system of the World Economic Forum will be America. America will be empire. America is empire. America is solo the ruling empire of the world. It is not America plus. No, it is America using the EU nations, America using NATO nations. It is America is the sole right now superpower that is being given a run for its money by China and Russia. But eventually, America will be the nation that is going to be the hammer in the hand of God to destroy the nations. That individual that will be at the helm, you might say, will be the Antichrist. And because of the, if the nations will not bow to Antichrist, just like individually, if you'll not take the mark of this beast, you're going to be beheaded. Nations that will not go along, come under and subject themselves to Antichrist control, those nations will be bombed or nuked. Not nuked. They will be geoengineered through weather warfare into a fifth world nation. A nation that has no electricity, running water, has disease, starvation. That's what Antichrist will do. The people that won't worship him and take his number, they'll be beheaded. The nations that won't go along with him in pretty much the multipolar world community, he will use technology on those nations. It's in the Bible. He'll use weather warfare on them. He'll use every kind of warfare. He'll cause lightning to come out of the sky, which he'll cause laser to come down from the satellites. He'll destroy their communications. He's got a lot to do, doesn't he? But that's what he does. He's not a creative. He's just a destroyer. That's why Satan has always been a destroyer. And all of his children, they can't create. They can only do evil and destroy. The digital system is coming, like the article said there Citibank? The lenders, put your money in sound, safe investments. China. You know, I don't know. With what's coming to the West, what's coming to America as far as hardship, and what's coming to the European nations, you might as well close your eyes, take the globe of the earth, take a map, and get a pen, close your eyes, and have somebody turn you around 10 times, and then stab the pin, like playing the pinata. Spin you around in the chair 5 times, and you stick the pin in the map, and wherever that pin is, that's probably going to be the best place for you to go. Unless you have the Holy Spirit, and if you have the Holy Spirit, he'll give you the direction that you need. Which reminds me, I have not been able to do my Olive Tree Ministry programs live for the previous 3 weeks. I apologize for that. I've had to do a few replays. I'm trying to work on a alternative so that I can be live this coming Sunday. God knows. But hopefully I can be live. If not, I'll say that yes, I'm going to the best of my ability, try to be live for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program this coming Sunday. The replays, I try to pick the best of. I know that all things God knows, you know, God causes all things to work together for good to those that love him. So still join me today. Join me Sunday. I'll have the program. I'll pick a program that'll be the best if I don't make it live. But this will be hopefully the last Sunday, if I can't make it, that I will not have something live for the program. Now, only the Holy Spirit, regardless of the situations, regardless of the circumstances, because God is God, through His Holy Spirit, He can direct you in the direction you need to go in every matter, whether protecting your investments, whether you're making investments, whether if you need to relocate, where to relocate to. He is involved in every detail, but you have to look to Him, put your trust in Him. We're going into the coming Passover week. God bless you.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life, we have some.
Okay, JD here. I don't know what happened to Rick. Of course, he's been doing his program mobile because of his accident that he had a month or so ago. So he seems to have maybe on his end lost his connection. So as soon as he gets back, I'll bring him back on. JD, the Colorado Deplorable here. Lots going on. Matter of fact, don't know that I've ever seen a time in my lifetime, honest to God, where there has been more going on at one time. You guys know what I mean. I mean, it's just insanity. And the things that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow on my show, Swamp Fight, every Saturday at 12 noon, I'm going to be, I'm not going to pound this Donald Trump stuff tomorrow. I am going to talk about it. I'm going to briefly talk about it because I've been talking about it for the last two shows that this was coming and why and all a lot of details there about it. So I'll briefly touch on that tomorrow, and I'm going to play a little something that somebody has to say about it who I respect a lot, and hear what he has to say. But I'm going to be talking about a lot of different things. The fact that the FDA finally approved this Narcan drug, which saves people's lives who are literally overdosing on opiates. Kind of talk about that a little bit. Talk about what happened in Nashville. And the main subject for my show tomorrow is going to be talking about the transgenders attack on Christians. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but there have been multiple cases of this recently. Multiple. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be touching on that subject tomorrow. And I'm sure that'll stir some people up. That's not what I'm wanting to do. I'm just bringing you the facts. And I'm going to talk about some things regarding that issue that most people will not talk about. Matter of fact, Facebook and Twitter won't even let you post anything about it. The fact that Antifa has a call to arms this weekend and put out a banner, a flyer to their members this week. And some folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene had her stuff taken down temporarily because, and all she did was posted a photo of the flyer that Antifa. And what I don't understand is that Antifa, they can put whatever they want, it seems. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, all of them. And nobody says anything about it. But here, when people repost or share a photo of what they posted, what Antifa posted, they take it down. So anyway, I don't know what happened to Rick. He'll be back with you on Monday, like he is every day, Monday through Friday, for Present Truth. JD here. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.